This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we wrap up the first devastating point Paul makes in the first three chapters of his letter to the Romans, let me summarize what we have found. We are without excuse because of both natural and special revelation. This is corroborated by our conscience. We have no argument that will stand before God because we have all failed to act according to what we know to be the truth. We engage in a game of comparing ourselves to others, but in so doing, we merely add to our own condemnation. We will be judged by God, whose absolute standard we fail to meet. And finally, the sentence has already been declared over and over again throughout the Bible. Under the brilliant searchlight of God's truth, our own sinfulness is exposed. It's not that we're as bad as we could be. We're just as bad off as we could be. We all stand condemned. This is a message we don't hear much anymore, even though the evidence in our misbehavior is overwhelming. Easy believism is prominent, but many who believe they are saved don't know what they've been saved from. The sinful nature and the resentful sinful behavior leave us totally and eternally lost if left to ourselves and our own desires. If that's all Paul had to say in this book of Romans, it would be bad news indeed. He wants us to be convinced of our lostness before he presents the good news. For a person convinced of his lostness, the gospel of Jesus Christ is indeed good news. To those who are self-satisfied, the good news is foolishness and a stumbling block. Beware of not heeding this truth.